Hello, friends. Welcome back to the His Promises podcast. I am Tarina, your host, ready to remind you of God's precious promises. Hi, friends. Welcome back to the His Promises podcast. Today, I wanted to come on here to talk about fasting because I think it is so important when we are walking with the Lord. There are lots of health benefits to fasting, but there are also a lot of spiritual benefits from fasting. And the two scriptures and stories that I want to focus on today are the ones about Esther. Esther was the king's wife. There was this evil man who was very close to the king, high in command, and he tried to convince the king to kill the Jews. And he almost succeeded, but because he was trying to outwit the king and trying to make it seem like the Jews were bad, and he painted a really bad picture of them and made the king actually want to kill them, but he didn't know he was killing them. He didn't know that his wife Esther was a Jew and that those were her people. And so in this time when Esther was going through this turmoil because she thought that her people, the Jewish people, were going to be killed, and she decided to go on a fast. And she decided to tell everyone that she knew to go on a fast. And this was so important because she believed that fasting was the way to get clarity from God as to how she should approach the king. Because back in those days, she could be killed herself or banished from the kingdom if she would just approach the king without him requesting to see her. This is how things were back then. And so she knew that she needed God's help. She knew that she needed clarity on the exact way to go about this so that her words and everything that she did would save her people. And so she told everyone that she knew, all the Jews and herself, to go on a fast. And after they had fasted and after they had sought the Lord, she had sought the Lord for clarity on which steps to take. She finally ended up going to the king, making her request, but she did it in such a smart way. She didn't just go to the king and say, oh, you're thinking about killing my people, my Jewish family. How could you? Right? She didn't go in that way because obviously the king would not have responded well to that. Everything would have just backfired had she went in her own flesh, had she went with all of her anger and frustration and sadness. But God gave her the ability to go to him in a way that his heart was so open to her that he actually would say to her, you know, ask for anything and I'll do it. Because that is the way she came to the king. She came to him humbly, respectfully, and she didn't come emotional. And that's, you know, a big thing right there. Just the way that she was able to go to the king because she sought God first before she went to him. Because she fasted first, she had clarity, she had vision, she knew exactly what to do and how to do it in a way that the king would be kind and responsive and not upset or make him angry or mad or feel disrespected. So in that instance, we see how seeking the Lord's face before a big decision, before walking into something, or even while we're seeking deliverance, clarity, vision, or something for our future, we're seeking better, we're seeking more, we're seeking something we want God to do in our life. Fasting is important for that reason. And that's a good story, the story of Esther, to show us how fasting is a way to gain clarity on which way God would have us to go. The other place where we see fasting, which is super important, is we know that Jesus fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. Now, I believe that part of his fasting was for clarity, for vision, but then again, he's God, so he knows what's ahead of him. He knows that He has to sacrifice himself for our sins. He knows that. So really, Jesus didn't really fast for clarity, but I believe he fasted for closeness. He fasted for peace. He fasted for mental and emotional strength to go through what he had to go through. So that is another reason why I believe God calls us to fast, for strength, for emotional strength, for spiritual strength, to endure the things that are to come in our lives and to be able to withstand the fiery darts of the enemy, because the enemy is going to try to attack us. He is going to try to come at us in all different ways. It could be through our kids, through our spouses, through our family, through our work, through our minds, the enemy comes from many different ways. And so I believe that even fasting could help to be so close to God and be so in line with his will, because we are now letting go of the distractions. We're letting go of eating too much. We're letting go of whatever it is we're letting go of to be able to be in a direct connection in obedience to the Lord, which opens up doors in our life to have more clarity, to have more peace, to have more joy, to be able to stand strong and firm when the enemy's attacks come to hit us. And so I believe those are different reasons why God calls us to fast. And there are many scriptures in the Bible that talk about fasting and why fasting is important. And, you know, we are called to fast as Christians, as believers, as people who want to be close to the Lord. And just from my own personal experience, I have fasted before. The longest fast that I've ever done was 3 whole days where I only had water. And now that may seem like a lot, but remember, Jesus did 40 days and 40 nights. And yes, he was God, but he was also man. And if he can do that, then 3 days really is nothing. But from my experience, fasting those 3 days really did something within me. And that the way that we go into fasting, our heart has to be in the right place. Because when I went into fasting, it was really to just give thanks to the Lord. I had been doing really well in my studies. Everything had went so good in my life the last year. And I really just wanted to fast to thank God for everything that he had done in my life. So really in that moment, it's so crazy because when I look back, I wasn't even seeking anything. And that's not to say we can't fast and seek God's face for things, because I believe we can, but I was just simply seeking God's face because I wanted to be close to him, because I was just so grateful to him for what he's done. And so those 3 days I focused on the Lord. I'm not gonna lie, I slept a lot because, you know, not eating can bring on fatigue and things like that. But I slept, I prayed, I fasted, I read a fasting book, I wrote scriptures all over my wall, I did an art craft and I made it into a cross. And now after that 3-day fast, I've done other fasts like 24-hour fast and like 16-17-hour fast. I do those pretty often. I forgot to mention that after the fast was over, things just started falling into my lap. I mean, it was like the next day, I think I was looking for a job fell in my lap. I had met my husband shortly after that. And what other things have happened? I just excelled in my studies and I graduated with honors, and everything in my life was just working out. It was just all working out. Afterwards, my life just didn't feel so hard. It didn't feel so heavy. It didn't feel like I was struggling and striving every day. And I attribute that to the fast, because I was able to show God that you are the most important thing to me. That no matter what I have or don't have, fasting shows God that no matter what we have or don't have, he is our priority. He is everything to us. And I believe that because food, many of us love food. You know, many of us can, you know, eat a good portion of the day we're eating, and a good, you know, and a good portion of the day we're figuring out what to eat. We're cooking food. We're, you know, our life revolves around food. And so for me personally, I love giving up food for whole days because that really helps me to focus on the Lord. Because if I'm not anticipating to eat, then I'm not thinking about what I'm going to eat. If I'm not anticipating to eat, then I'm not cooking for hours. If I'm not anticipating something to eat, then my mind is not constantly thinking about food. So if I'm going into my fasting, I'm giving up food, then that alone gives me so much brain space and power to focus on the Word of God, to focus on what is God trying to say to me. And then going without the food is a little bit difficult. So what does that do? That makes me say, Lord, I need you. That makes me cling to the Lord, right? Sometimes, not always, but sometimes, if you haven't noticed, I've noticed that sometimes people seek the Lord and they cry out to the Lord when they're in pain, when they're going through something. That's not everybody, but I feel that most of us would agree that when we are going through something is when we seek God the most. And that's why I love fasting, because you're putting yourself through something, such as not eating or not doing something that you normally do all the time, right? So we can not only fast from food, but we can fast from other things too. And so we're clearing up all this space this time. And because it's hard, because it's something we have to literally give up, something that we really love or want to do, we end up needing the Lord. We end up clinging to God for help. Lord, help me through this fast. Speak to me through this fast. Help me to not let that thing, whether it's food or something else, control my life. Help me to fix my eyes on you, right? Because the Bible says, seek the Lord and all of these things will be added unto you. It says that we have to fix our eyes on Jesus, the perfecter of our faith. And so fixing our eyes on Jesus and being totally free in our minds to be able to take in all that God wants to talk to us about. And another very important part of the fast is to set aside time to pray, to read the Word, and to really, really focus on the Lord. And when Jesus was in the wilderness for 40 days and 40 nights, the first thing the enemy tried to do was tempt him with food. Jesus made a decision that he was going to fast for the glory of God. And the devil knew that him eating was going to cause problems within his spirit, was going to cause problems within his mind in this moment, because he had decided to fast. And so the first thing the devil says is, turn this stone into bread. Since you can do it, since you're the Son of God, you can do it. You can turn this stone into bread. And what did Jesus say? Jesus said, man does not live on bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. And so we see that it is so important that we rely on the Word of God as our food, as our substances. The Word of God is what's going to fill us up in a way that we can not get filled from anything else. That is why people will tell you, some people will get off of drugs and say that the only thing that saved them was the Word of God, because the Word of God is living, it's active, and it's what can fill us up when nothing else can. A lot of people will seek out alcohol, drugs, sex, and money, and status, and all of these things, only to come to the end of their rope and realize that even the greatest husband in the world will not fill you the way Jesus can fill you. Even the greatest job in the world cannot fill you the way Jesus can fill you. Even the most money in your bank account in the world cannot fill you the way Jesus can fill you. And that is why scripture is so important, because the Word of God is life. The Word of God is so important. It is basically like air. And we need to be able to not just fast, but completely dive into the Word of God to really understand and get clarity on what God is speaking through us. Because remember, it's living and it's active. So even though these stories and things that were written may have been written years and years and years ago, they're going to speak to you today. It's going to change you today. That's what the word means by saying that it's living, active, that the word is living and active. It's because what it's saying is that even though these words were written years ago, they have the same power to change you, transform you, help you, encourage you, and support you in your very situation today. So I am doing a fasting challenge. So if you want to email me at Tarina, T-A-R-I-N-A-H, Chin, C-H-I-N, at gmail.com. I can get you onto the list in the group to join us for the fasting challenge. And it's going to be great. And I hope I see you there. And I hope, and we're not only going to fast and give up something that's hard to give up, but we're also going to pray together. We're going to break strongholds. We're going to release our anxiety, our depression. We're going to dive into the word of God. And we're going to breathe the air that God wants us to breathe in this season so that we can really take a deep breath. So that we can finally feel free from everything that we're going through. So that we can feel free in our minds. So that we can have spiritual strength and direction. So that we can get breakthrough and deliverance for us and our loved ones. And so that we can truly draw near to the Lord and seek His face and figure out, God, what is it you have for me in this season? What is it you want me to do in this season to get rid of the confusion, to get rid of the doubts, to get rid of the fears, to get rid of the worries, and just completely figure out, you know, what our purpose is and what God is doing in our lives and what He's about to do. And I believe that fasting moves God's hands, but most importantly, it shows Him that we love Him, that we prioritize time with Him. We prioritize getting to know Him, diving deeper with Him. And so, yeah, if you're interested, you can email me. I'll leave my email down below. But that is the purpose of fasting. That is the importance of fasting. And of course, when we fast, we're not supposed to be like just doing it to get a pat on our back, right? We're not doing it to feel like a goody two shoes Christian. We're doing it to really to seek God's face and just say, God, thank you for everything that you're doing in my life. Give me clarity for where you want me to go next. Give me clarity for what you want me to do next. Help me, Lord, to break through things in my life. Help me, Lord, to get through these things in my life. Change things around in my life for the better, God, because I need you. I need you, Lord, and I want your will for my life, and I want to be able to have peace in my mind knowing that I can trust you. And really, that's why we're seeking God. That's why we're fasting. It's so important. And I didn't even mention, I planned on going to this episode mentioning all the health benefits because there are so many. But you know what? That part, I'll leave it up to you to look on Google. But I believe that the reason why God calls us to fast is not only spiritual, but it's physical. If you have any physical like issues, whether it's you need healing for something, you have some kind of disease, infections, different things going on in your body, maybe you feel like you need to lose weight because the weight is causing lots of different problems, fasting is really, really excellent for healing our bodies and repairing cells and repairing our systems and getting our body back into alignment with the way it's supposed to be functioning. But you can look that up, the benefits of fasting on our health, on our physical health, and you will see that there's many, many, many benefits. And that is why I believe, that's another reason why I believe God calls us to fast, so that we can be in good mental, spiritual, and physical health. So that's it. And if you have any questions, you can email me. I would love for you to join our fasting challenge, which will be happening soon. So you want to email me as soon as you can to get the info on that. And again, thank you for joining me. I am so blessed to be able to be here with you all. And please leave this podcast a review. If you are enjoying these episodes, if these episodes are teaching you something, if they're helping you in areas of your life, if they're giving you clarity on your next steps, whatever it is, I just pray, God, that you would share this with someone who may need to hear it or who wants to learn more about fasting. Thank you so much for joining me today. Cling to His promises and do not let go. God bless and take care.